Well, it's Friday the 20th of Juno, Uno, and it's another stunningly gorgeous morning. No breeze whatsoever, and absolutely clear blue skies. I don't know what the temperature is right now, which is about 8:30, and I don't know, I'm guessing about 23, 24 at least just now. In the next hour, that's just going to rise. So, another beautiful morning to sit on in the shade, in the veranda, the front veranda table, with just shorts and sandals, no top, well, at least for the guys, at least. Just such a wonderful place, really quiet again. But yesterday we had... What did we do yesterday? Yes, the market in the urbanisation, which they call these build areas. Up way up at the other side of the hill where the market was the other day. There's a bigger market on Thursday. And so we went up there after breakfast, and the girls had a wonderful time. Wonderful time. Bought loads of goodies, some for to take home, some for ourselves. Us guys, we never spent a penny on ourselves. But anyway, there's the usual food places to eat, you know, like snack bars and that. But there's one run by an English family, I say family, but English people. And they they sit in a corner and have quite a bit of an expanse. Yeah, sorry. Caught up something there. They've got quite an expanse of a corner area, all covered. Of course, it has to be covered for sitting out for their multiple tables and chairs. And you can get a cold beer, Coca-Cola size can, cold beer for €1. And they do these wonderful bacon, you know, like a bacon sunny, but bacon baguettes. They do not scrimp on the bacon, trust me. Massive amount of bacon. These things are about 8 or 9 inches long, wrapped in tin foil. Oh, fantastic stuff to start a morning off. You would think we didn't have anything to eat at the villa. But that, and teas and a couple of light beers. And then off for the day. I mean, went down the coast past Guadamar and... I think it's pronounced Terravecchia. Yeah, Terravecchia. We were looking for some nice wee towns, villages for traditional shopping for the girls and for some places of interest for us all, of course. And we didn't really find much, to be honest. Everyone was just, even Terravecchia now was, apparently, according to my brother-in-law, it's much larger, much busier than it was when they were here 7 years ago. So anyway, we headed inland to San Miguel de Salinas. Sorry, it's not Salinas, it's Salinas. Salinas, I believe, salt, and there are masses of salt places, salt lakes where they refine the salt out of the water. And many of them do have flamingos, because, you know, flamingos love to feed in salt water because of the brine shrimp, apparently. Yes, so loads of massive salt piles. These are salt, I believe, for table salt, so refined. So it's San Miguel, St. Michael of the Salts. That's my translation. I don't know if that's absolutely what it means. But anyway, we thought this would be a nice town. This would be a nice wee town. It was a nice wee town, but there was nothing there except a wonderful English. Can I say English? Yes. English. Mini supermarket with the boards all advertising Tetley tea bags and Warburton's toasties and all kinds of UK foods, and run by, obviously, yes, an English couple who would just set up their stall that way, not selling explicitly English foods or UK foods, as you say, but probably 90% of the stuff. So obviously they're a good contingency of Yuki people over there, or not in that particular town. We did some running about, used the sat nav again to get us almost lost once again, and we came back here. Girls had bought a chicken. There's a guy at the market up here, I should have mentioned, that he has a big stall with the hot burners, vertical hot burners, with rotisseries of chickens and spare ribs, and all the juices that run out run into a trough. And if you buy a chicken off him, he puts it into a special big pot with a lid, but pours in ladles full of the juices that have run out. So you get a wonderful flavour. Oh my. So we had that. The girls prepared the chicken and salad and crusty bread for an afternoon dinner at the villa. And that was absolutely wonderful. And then we jumped in the car again. I went down to La Marina itself. This is La Marina Urbanization, which is just about a mile and a half back out of the old La Marina town. And we went down and walked the beach again, which we did two or three nights ago. Just walked along the fantastic beaches. Absolutely gorgeous. Walking the surf, getting the salt water on the legs, not the shorts. And then we came back and walked up to the square, as we call it, as my brother-in-law calls it, the square, for a couple of beers and soft drinks. Football was on, England versus Uruguay. I couldn't believe the number of English people that were there. Flags flying everywhere. Incredible. Big widescreen televisions put out. Not for me, I'm afraid. I'm not a football guy at all. I know England did get beat by Uruguay, but football, not for me. You're listening to me, Rog. I know Rog is a similar ilk of myself at football. No, I'd rather watch rugby any day. Anyway, that's don't want to talk about that. So today, what's the plans? Well, if it goes to plan, we'll be heading away inland to visit some historical towns and villages that were marked out on the map of the Costa Blanca, which is this area, by the girl up in the Tourist Information Centre, as lovely places to go and visit. They're quite a wee bit away by the time we do them all, so I think we need to get away fairly early to go and visit them all and not be coming. End up coming back, say, at the 8 or 9 p.m. And the plan for that is when we get back is just to stay at the villa, sit outside or on the terrace in the evening sun and have a wee blether. That suits me just fine. Past areas yesterday, I have to say, you know, these I've mentioned already about fruit being grown in this area. We passed areas where you could literally, and I mean this literally, just put the car window down and stick your arm out and gather all the fruit that was overhanging, or even trees that just had sprung up, bushes sprung up at the side verges that weren't protected behind fences. You could literally have stuck your hand out there and grabbed all the fruit you wanted. Amazing to see millions of lemons and oranges that nobody bothers or shirt about. They're not being harvested at all. Oh my goodness. And we can hardly grow strawberries. Anyway, I think that'll do for this morning. It's very calm. It's very quiet. It's very sunny. It's very warm. It's just absolutely gorgeous. Just noticed that the villa next to us, which is empty at the moment, which I knew had lemon trees and bushes, but just noticed they've got a vine with grapes, massive bunches of green grapes hanging from it. That's really great to be able to grow your own fruit in your own garden.